Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Of all the things I can't believe that I'm talking about a week after this assassination is still legacy media folks like Caitlin Collins and others questioning about whether we have a motive.
We don't have a motive yet. We don't know yet. We're waiting. Obviously, we've heard what the governor's had to say, what the FBI director
said
today.
Come on, we don't have a motive yet.
We know.
We don't have a motive yet.
What's
really
happening with?
Really, that's CNN's position.
Exactly. Sorry, the audio was a little hinky jinky there, but Ted got into it. Senator Cruz with Caitlin Collins last night, and I have some good audio from Scott Jennings as well because the CNN panel did the same thing. It's quite fascinating, you know, watching the media try to do this from the very beginning. I played you the Jimmy Kimmel bite. Video games are being blamed as well. Hans Menke is with us this afternoon to talk about some of this stuff. He is an in-house counsel at the global business industry firm, author of Swift Boating America, Exposing the Russiagate Fraud from the Steele Dossier to the FBI's Crossfire Hurricane Investigation. Hans, thanks for coming on here and joining us on 97.1 FM Talk. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me.
It'd be one thing to maybe carry on with this this narrative about the motive, you know, up until midday yesterday. But I think we got some pretty strong confirmation about the motive during the reading of the text message exchanges yesterday, didn't we?
We did. And on top of that, we also have the criminal complaint where the father is cited and various other people. And over, and as you say, the text messages are absolutely unambiguous. It's about hate. Robinson claims that Charlie was full of hatred. And verbatim, he said, some hate can't be negotiated out. So he basically is saying, this guy is so hateful, someone has to do something about it. The father confirmed it. Over and over, this is about the picture that was painted of Charlie Kirk, a totally false picture, but a very pervasive picture. I mean, all the media, everyone was piling on, even before the assassination. And as you say, sadly, they continued after.
So get into the, you know, because a lot has been said, and I'm going to be honest with you, this whole video game culture thing, I do not understand. But there are some things that I think were etched on the bullets and things that did relate to his, I don't even know what you call it, dark hole, deep fascination with this subculture in the video game world. So what is there to that? And I know that you mentioned in the column that you wrote about this is that, you know, there have been people out there, including the governor of Utah, who have blamed radicalization through video games and Reddit, etc.
Yeah, that's right. Now, when I heard that on Sunday, that really bothered me. And that's how sort of the column happened. Now, the bullet casings have different etchings. So one is Helldivers 2, which is a video game. Another one is sort of Arrows, which has something to do with Antifa. Another one is this furry stuff, which apparently has to do with transgenderism. I've never come across that. So I don't think we can put too much into that. It's certainly kind of all over the map, but obviously all kind of in the more leftist direction. But they did pick up on this video game thing and say, the video games caused it. I'm old enough to know how this is. This has been around for, 30, 40 years? You all remember Tipper Gore going on and on about the evils of song lyrics and video games?
I remember that, yeah.
it just feels like such a lame excuse, because it's so it doesn't mean anything, you know. It's just it's so broad, you know. We got hundreds of millions of people playing video games who don't go and shoot anyone, you know. It's just an excuse, when the real problem is obviously how they painted this guy, how this guy was portrayed in the media, Charlie Kirk. Half the country thought this is some, you know, right-wing extremist, some absolutely horrible person who said all these horrible things. And that's the other thing. I kind of feel guilty, I got to tell you, you know, because they threw out so much horrible stuff about him after he was murdered, about wanting to stone gays and not flying with black pilots and all this kind of rubbish. I have to admit, I had to check, and I feel really guilty about that. I knew he never said it, but I just felt it was everywhere, and they were just saying right. It so much. I was like, okay, let me check. So, you know, I checked, and obviously he hadn't said anything like that. In fact, and this is something that I think people really need to take in, which is so extraordinary. This guy was on TV or on YouTube or on whatever, like 3-4 hours a day. He was constantly in the media. There are thousands and thousands of hours of Charlie talking about anything and everything in all kinds of settings. And no one has found a single clip.
Yeah, this is such a great point. This is such a great point, because I thought about this yesterday. I'm so glad you brought it up. If a lot of these things were true, they would be playing these over and over and over and over again on The View, on CNN, on MSNBC. They haven't done that. And, you know, you had this columnist at The Washington Post, Karen Atiyah, who was fired because she said inappropriate things. She wants to blame, you know, everyone but herself. But the problem is she misrepresented. There's this quote out there about black women being, you know, not as smart as white women. He was specifically referring to different black women like Ketanji Brown Jackson and others. And he wasn't talking about all black women, but it didn't matter, right? They took that quote out of context. I know in your column, I did this yesterday too. It's not unlike the Trump line with very fine people that was completely taken out of context. And we know what happens, Hans, with that. Once they run with that narrative, they don't back off, right? Even though it's clearly false, it doesn't matter. People like Jimmy Kimmel, et cetera, they're going to run with the original narrative because they know that they control most of the narrative anyway.
And they're still doing it now. And yeah. that's the grotesque part. I mean, we've almost gotten used to the fact that everyone's, you know, Hitler, everyone's a Nazi. I mean, it's been going on for, what, 8-10 years? I mean, basically ever since Trump showed up. We're almost blunted to that. But, unfortunately, it has a huge effect on these kinds of people who actually believe this stuff, of which, you know, there are many. And this one guy decided he was going to act on it. And you're so right that the fact that they continued it after it happened is just beyond grotesque. And what it tells me is that they're trying to, they know they played a role in seeding all this hatred. And now they're trying to deflect from it by, you know, blaming other things and doubling down on their lies.
A lot of people on the right have said that, you know, this, I've admitted this, I've seen other people admit this too. I think I underestimated Charlie Kirk's, you know, impact on young people in particular. But a lot of people have reflected, say this feels different, like a different moment. I think a lot of people said that during, you know, the assassination attempt last July. Is it a different moment, and will anything different happen, you know, as a result? I'm worried about more political violence. I think we have every justification to be worried that it's going to happen again.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab 3 of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, no, I mean, I think Dick Durbin is the only Democrat so far who has said, we, being his side, needs to, stop calling people Hitler. No one else has said that. Well, maybe Bill Maher said it as well. But, it's just kind of few and far between. But that really has to stop. I don't know if it will, but it's a societal thing. You got to call people out on it. You got to call out your friends. You got to call out colleagues. You just got to say it. No, not Hitler. Hitler burned people in ovens, industrial ovens that were specifically made for that purpose. There's no justification for comparing anyone to that. That's just a completely different thing. So you can disagree, you can call people names, whatever, but that one is just is so evil. And unfortunately, in my view, it's to blame in large part for what's happened here, because a lot of people actually believe this stuff. And of course, we all saw the movie, with Tom Cruise, Stauffenberg, where a guy tried to kill Hitler and that was great. And, he didn't succeed. And people think, well, maybe you got to kill Hitler. That's sort of the problem. You just can't do it. It needs to become a sort of a societal taboo to just call someone
Hitler. It should be. And why it's not is just baffling to me, because on both sides, you hear some of this. I'm not talking about this incident, but, the right has sometimes used the Hitler analogies, too. And I hate it every time. I have some great. I'm going to let you go here, Hans. Thank you so much. I have some great audio from actor Zachary Levi, who's been one of the, braver folks from Hollywood to speak out on these things. And he makes that very point about Hitler. But I appreciate you writing about this in The Federalist. Thanks for coming on 97.1 FM Talk in St. Louis.
Thanks so much.
All right, take care. Zachary Levi has been impressive because he is not the biggest name in Hollywood, that's for sure. But he's been brave in a way that most of them are not.
When you have a media, legacy media apparatus, and not even just the legacy media, but lots of people, voices on X or Instagram or, the new modalities of the media, when they are constantly programming people to believe that Donald Trump is the new Hitler, and anyone who sides with or votes for the new Hitler is a Nazi, and they are the evil in the world, and they must be stopped. That is what desensitizes everyone and activates them to then go take matters into their own hands. They think that they're being a hero. They don't think they're being callous. They think that they're doing away with someone who was actually evil, instead of recognizing that if they were able to become so callous.
He's exactly right about that. There's no doubt about it. And he talked about what Charlie Kirk did for this country.
No, I don't agree with everything Charlie said. I don't agree with necessarily how he said everything, but I took the time to recognize what he was trying to say, what he was trying to do, and what I think he was very effective in doing 90% of the time, which was trying to engage people on the other side of the ideological divide and say, let's talk about this, let's debate, right? Now, unfortunately, a lot of people would step up to that microphone thinking that they had thought through their opinions more.
Yes.
And then they didn't. And so they found themselves in what felt like a gotcha moment. They felt embarrassed. They felt shamed. And then that gets transposed onto Charlie. Oh, look at this bully. Look at this guy who's going to college campuses who clearly knows more. And he's just trying to get people in these gotcha moments. But that's not what Charlie was trying to do.
Boy.
Right.
No.
And so what that does is that just it activates this side more and more to dehumanize Charlie, to dehumanize me, you, anyone else.
Yeah, well stated. Zachary Levi did a great job with that.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.